may repeat. B. A. And where we desperately want the repetition of BA, we have silence. We continue, our unhappiness well noted. Let us listen, please, to variation 5. The texture here has been cleared out almost entirely, leaving a Hockett-like dialogue between theme and bass. Remember Hockett? That was a term we last encountered in the High Middle Ages in the music of Machaut. A Hockett is when two or more individual voices of music fill in blank spaces left by the other voices. So a Hockett is when one melody has a rest and another melody fills in that rest. It becomes this kind of zipper of music. Well, let's listen to A vous diriger, mama, twinkle, twinkle, in this Hockett-like, zipper-like variation. Let us now listen to variations 8 and 9 back to back. Variation 8, my friends, is a real tour de force, and only, I believe, a fellow composer can appreciate what Mozart's done here. Not only does he change the mode to minor, but he makes the mode imitative polyphony. Now think about this for a second. A homophonic melodic line might be 8 measures long, 8 times 2 beats, 16 beats. Now, theoretically, if you're going to make that imitative polyphony and you're going to start overlapping that melody line with itself, you're going to need more than that 16 beats because it's going to be longer because of the overlapping. But theme and variations form says you can't do that. You got to keep the phrase structure. You got to keep the measure lengths. So Mozart creates kind of the illusion of a long bit of imitation polyphony, but manages to contain it within this very restrictive phrase structure. That is technique. Whoa. We stand in awe, Mr. Mozart. Then in variation 9, he keeps this imitative effect, but moves back to major, and the effect is one of the sun coming out and shining on our heads. So please, let's listen to variations 8 and 9 back to back without a break. I will indicate the phrases on this playing where we are, and let's be aware of this imitative dialogue that he manages to squeeze into the otherwise restrictive phrase structure of this form, and let us notice the moving from darkness to light, from minor to major. Phrase A. A repeated. B. A. Variation 9. A. A repeated. B. A. We sample next. Variation 10. Now we're moving towards the end. This is a piece for a theme and 12 variations. So we're moving towards the back end of the piece. And I would tell you by the time we get to variation 10, the very simple, almost childlike opening of this piece has given way to a much more virtuosic kind of piano writing. And frankly, a much more interesting theme, juicier, harmonies have been laid in. This is starting to sound like very sophisticated music. Please, in variation 10, he asks the pianist to play in a cross-hand manner. That is, the left hand crossing over the right hand to play the melody far above the right hand, while the right hand maintains a kind of rapid tremolo or trembling accompaniment. Variation 10, the most virtuosic of the set.